Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And can we just address the elephant in the room?
But is it an elephant, Darren Moore?
Well, yeah, it's still trending.
Yeah, maybe it's something we should have addressed before yesterday, before Quinton de Kock did what he did. So I'll just give you a background here in terms of CSA, the Black Lives Movement, and what Quinton de Kock did yesterday. So CSA, from when they started playing cricket last year in that T20 tournament, they said they're going to be behind the Black Lives Matter movement. It's the only association or union, by the way, in South Africa that does this. SAFA doesn't do it. Rugby doesn't do it. No one else does it. But Cricket SA does it. And the players have three options. Obviously, the big one is taking a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone, for whatever reasons, believes in that. Could be cultural reasons, could be religious reasons. So they're given three options, the players. The options were you take a knee, you stand tall with your fist up, or you take the salute position.
Which is what, hands behind your
hands back. Behind your back.
And all three of these represent the Black Lives Matter.
Yes, according to CSA.
Okay.
So that's been what the Proteas have been doing. Around the world, most of the other teams in cricket have been taking the knee. And then yesterday, 45 minutes before the match against the Windies, CSA said it's now mandatory that every single player takes the knee because we didn't look good when we didn't take the knee as a team.
It didn't look good. It was on papers around the world. Like, oh, is this South Africa hasn't changed? Look at them.
Quick one. What was the picture that went around?
So the picture showed all
black guys kneeling, white guys standing.
White guys standing up. Like David Miller had his fist up, but he wasn't kneeling. Okay, and then a player like Quinton de Kock said, well, I'm not going to do that and I'm going to pull out of the match, right? Now, what Quinton did at the time, was it wrong? 100% wrong because of what's happening in CSA. The SJN hearings have showed that CSA over the years has been racist.
Mm-hmm.
Black players have been undermined, haven't been given the correct right opportunities as a white player. So we've seen that. We've heard from
all. So this is not about George Floyd in America.
No, so
this is about South Africa.
And we need to isolate that. So we talk about South Africa here. Let's just leave what's happening around the world in terms of that. We talk about South Africa here and CSA. So that's what happened. And I understand the outrage in terms of why Quinton de Kock didn't take the knee and he should have. I believe just because he's in the position, he is a public figure, he probably should have taken one for the team and taken the knee.
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't be talking about this.
I was about to say, if he had taken the knee, we wouldn't be talking about this. And this is the most attention that any of my friends have given the Black Lives Matter and dropping the knee movement ever since it started 5 years ago.
So this is the most attention it's received in South Africa.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the conversation I want us to have more or dwell on here is the actual taking the knee thing. My problem with that is that when it started, I was like, yes, it's powerful. I understand it. It's about unity. It's about creating awareness about racism. But is it still as strong as it was a year ago? Or has it become now just a pre-match ritual? A routine
with no thought.
It reminds me of when someone says, listen, young babe, I know you don't like my mother, but when you get to dinner, just say hi and act nicely and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten to that. In the English Premier League, they do it before every single game. The first player not to do it was a black player, Wilfred Zaha, who's very prominent. And his reason behind that, and I'm going to quote here, he said, there's no right or wrong decision, but for me personally, I feel kneeling has just become part of a pre-match routine. And at the moment, it doesn't matter where we kneel or stand, some of us still continue to receive abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Is taking a knee going to create awareness? Yes. Is it going to stop racism? No. Mm-hmm. What is going to do that? Making racism a crime?
Yeah.
Number one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Educating people about racism. Maybe we should be pulling Quinton de Kock aside and tell him why we're taking the knee. Because he probably doesn't understand the whole thing. Okay? We've jumped on this whole knee thing, but half the players and majority South Africa, okay, especially the white people, they don't understand why we're doing that.
So
why are we taking the knee? So why don't we maybe educate them, empower them about racism, the rights and the wrongs of racism. There's no rights, obviously, but all the wrongs of racism and why we're doing this. Then we can have that conversation. So in closing, was Quinton de Kock wrong not to take the knee, being this figure, and what's happened in South Africa, the history we have with racism?
Yeah.
100% right.
Yeah.
But does this knee taking thing fix the problem? I don't think so.
Well, you know it doesn't. You know it doesn't, because if it fixed the problem, we would have a different world today. Because again, the first knee was dropped 5-6 years ago, 2015.
And we're still having the same conversation.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.